Thanks so much, Dennis. Lawmakers will continue to meet tomorrow, going past their goal of ending today. State Representative Gene Wisnett of Sun River says it's tough to get everything accomplished in such a short time frame.
This short session, which I oppose to annual sessions, but if we're going to have annual sessions, 35 days is not enough time to really adequately address difficult policy issues. I'm going to propose for next session, that, and we could do this by leadership with rules, that there be no individual bills, that they all be committee bills. Because what happens is a lot of the bills that were people introduced were for campaigns, not for helping Oregonians.
Wisnett says he likes the bipartisan budget plan lawmakers came up with. He's especially glad they kept an emergency fund intact to help weather another economic storm in Oregon. As Oregon lawmakers gear up to close out the session, some are finding that this short session became a bit too political. Representative Jason Conger of Bend says having a short session in a political year was very challenging.
Perhaps in the future, I think it would be prudent for the legislature to self-regulate itself and limit the number of subjects that are going to be taken up in the short sessions, but really especially to focus on rebalancing the budget, which we will do, by the way. I mean, that's certainly the legislature's responsibility, and it's going to be done. But I think for future sessions that the legislature would be doing a better job of really vetting and considering legislation.
Congress says, especially towards the end of the session, too many bills were very political in nature and were designed to bolster reelection campaigns. Rural legislators say a budget-slashing plan to cut detectives from the Oregon State Police will disproportionately affect rural areas. They say the positions are critical to public safety in sparsely populated areas. Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton was a guest this morning on 1110 KBND's Your Town. He says the OSP cuts will be painful in many ways.
Some of the rural counties depend on the Oregon State Police for their rural policing and their highway safety policing, and it's just being cut significantly. More specifically, the 12 detectives that are going to be cut from the budget in the state, that will affect us here in Deschutes County because we pride ourselves in combining resources for law enforcement, whether it's the Sheriff's Office, City of Bend Police, Rebbin Police, Sun River, Black Butte, and or the Oregon State Police, and trying to staff our narcotics team in Deschutes County.
Representative Greg Smith of Heppner, Oregon, says the loss of a single trooper is similar to cutting the police force of a rural community. Sun River Resort is getting ready to hire hundreds of workers, both full-time and part-time, for the summer season. Aaron Martin with the resort says every summer about 900 positions open up, and this year a new feature has many very excited.
One thing that's happening this year that we're excited about is the Sun River Owners Association Recreation Facility is opening this year, and that's a wonderful space. It's going to have indoor and outdoor pools, a lazy river, some slides, and that kind of thing. And we anticipate that'll be a big draw for our guests. So we have a big bulk of returning guests, and then we expect some more drive market guests to come to enjoy that this summer.
Martin says they are conducting the hiring a bit differently than in the past. Applicants need to apply online and then will be invited to a job fair once their application is pre-screened. You can get more information at sunriverresortjobs.com. The Deschutes County District Attorney investigated, but no charges were ever filed in the Stephen Trono shooting. It happened in July of 2010 at the couple's Bend home. The Duke claimed it was a horrible accident. They are now talking exclusively with our news partner, News Channel 21, about what happened that fateful night. Stephen got up and went looking for prowlers with a bat when his wife Angelique said she heard something. She then accidentally shot her husband.
So you could see her face.
My dad hurt more than that. Yeah, when I saw that she recognized it was me, that was actually more painful than the bullets that I'd taken.
And you knew from the moment it happened, it was an accident.
And from the moment it happened, the moment when I saw her face, and she just was totally distraught, and it was an accident. Plus, she's been my best friend, and she's a much better person than I am, and a much better, wife than I am a husband, and a much better mother than I'm a father. She's an incredible woman, and I think it's much harder on her than me.
Stephen managed to survive the shooting and has since undergone multiple surgeries. The couple and their sons now live in Portland, where Stephen continues to undergo rehabilitation. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.